Watch, teenager strolls out of rehab after being told she may never walk again, she's strong-willed. By Amy Furr on December 10, 2021. A teenager in Big Rapids, Michigan, is finally home following a spinal cord injury that left the young woman paralyzed. Thanks to physical therapy, occupational therapy, faith, and determination, Caitlin Beaches, 18, walked out of Mary Freebed Rehabilitation Hospital recently, WIDD reported Friday. When I first got to Mary Freebed, the one thing I said to the therapist and nurses was that I would walk out of here, and I stuck by that, she told the outlet. In July, the young woman was driving with friends on a country road when a deer leapt in front of the vehicle. She lost control of the car while moving to avoid it, and the car flipped multiple times. Her friends suffered minor injuries. I remember waking up and becoming conscious and sitting there like, oh, I can't move. What's going on? She recalled. I remember screaming, someone get me out of the car, because the feeling of not being able to move was just terrifying enough. The doctors at DeVos said I'd be lucky to move my arms, she added. The accident resulted in Caitlin being paralyzed from her neck down. She was eventually transferred to rehab and resolved to beat the odds. Rehabilitation requires determination, hard work, and large amounts of courage, the hospital's website said. As time passed, she made huge progress and Caitlin finally regained feeling, then was able to hold up her head and move her limbs. No one thought that WIDD ever be a possibility, pediatric inpatient occupational therapist Sydney Kroll explained. Kroll spent approximately 1 hour every day with Caitlin. The young woman had limited sensation and underwent speech therapy to aid with breathing and talking. She's so strong-willed. I've never seen anything like it on the adult spectrum versus on the pediatric level as a 17-year-old woman, Kroll said. After 123 days in intensive rehab care, Caitlin left the hospital on Wednesday. A photo showed her walking out of the building with a huge smile on her face. Now, she wants to inspire other people to reach their goals. Do not let the little voice in your head talk down to you or get you down about your progress or anything you are trying to do, she stated. She also plans on learning how to drive once more and going back to work.